Hi, GWA Backstage. This is iGroku, and I am answering today Miss Tark's Ultra Sexy Music Questionnaire because I am a musician and a songwriter, and my EP is currently being mixed, which has been happening for the last 2 months because my audio engineer has been down with a lung infection for quite some time. But yeah, so I'm very interested in music, obviously, and my day job, part of my part-time day jobs is literally transcribing interviews with famous musicians on tour and releasing albums, so I'm literally living music in some ways. But that's enough rambling for me. Let's get on with the questionnaire. Or Miss Tark being Tarkus Trooper, of course. So, let's see. touching myself while answering these questions. Yeah, not happening, not happening. I'm sorry I don't quite get off. That's not true. I do get off to music, but usually it comes accompanied with other images. But let's go with the questions. Number one, choose one. Name your top five favorite. A, songs. B, band singers. Or C, albums. Okay. This is really hard because obviously, as I've said, I love music. But I also have very, very distinct, how to say, tastes in music. So, I actually despise rock and roll. Part of that is the fact that I am a... Well, not despise rock and roll, sorry. Let me rephrase that. I can't stand it. It's not a bad genre in itself, and there are songs and albums and singers that I admire. I'm just going to be rambling about music for like 20 minutes, I swear to God, okay? With tangential relation to the questions. But, okay, let's get back to it. Rock and roll... metal, anything that involves heavy distortion and guitars, I am actually really do really badly with them because I am synesthesiac. That means that I have I actually have auditory tactile synesthesia, so that means that whenever I listen to music or I listen to any kind of sound, I also feel like an accompanying tactile or like feeling sensation on my skin, and anything that involves heavy distortion and guitars generally feels to me like I'm wading through steel wool, like scour pads, you know. It is incredibly unpleasant. So I don't really enjoy listening to anything that has heavy distortion on guitars because of that exact feeling. There are things that I can get away, with it if there are a kind of an ambient soundscape of other sensations. So I can listen to EDM that has heavy distortion on guitars, mainly because there's so much other things going on that I'm feeling so many different things and I don't have to focus on the steel wool feeling alone. So with that in mind, I don't like rock and roll, I don't like metal, I don't like anything that has heavy distortion guitars, which actually tends to be like a vast majority of music in the rock world, which means that I'm really fond of sort of jazz, EDM as well, and anything along those lines. Classical tends to put me to sleep. I'm not entirely certain why, especially given that a majority of my early vocal and piano and music theory training is in classical, but it means that I can't go to a classical concert without sleeping. It's really bad. but that means that my musical taste lies entirely in stuff like EDM, jazz, and sort of like anime songs, because that tends to be neither of it, of all the bad things that kind of happen above. I can, however, sing opera without falling asleep, which is really good, because again, vast majority of my classical training, my training is classical, and it would be really bad when I was testing for sort of grades and things to be falling asleep while singing the required songs. I have rambled for God knows how long, 4 minutes. That's not so bad. For about without answering the question. So what I was trying to say, sorry, context wise, what are my top five favorite songs? My top five favorite songs are, to go off on a bit, another ramble again, are songs that make me feel happy, that make me feel sort of like alive and pumped and ready to go. I went through a lot of a phase when I was younger about songs that did make me feel sad and depressed and all that. So I will absolutely, let's see, five favorite songs. Number one, you know what, fuck, you're getting two of them. Five favorite songs that I really like listening to are, there's a song by Marion called don't pay me any, don't pay them, but don't pay them any mind. Marion in collaboration with someone else is an EDM song, New Disco in particular. That's one of them. This is in no particular order because I can't be arsed. Number two is a song called "Have a Nice Day" by World Order. This is a Japanese thing, and the music video is absolutely hilarious. Three, you know what? This is not my top five favorite songs. This is the top five favorite songs of today because I have a rotating song list that I really enjoy listening to. Third song is "Peeping Tom" by Jamie Berry, which is an electro swing, i.e., combining my two favorite genres of jazz and EDM together. Number four is "We Are Giants" by Lindsey Stirling and the singer whose name I can't recall at the moment. Number five is here, let's give some audio growls and things for people who enjoy them. Fuck, you know what? "The Sun" by Parov Stella and Graham Candy, because I went to school with Graham Candy, and so watching someone that I knew in high school make it big in Europe is fucking cool. Yeah, I'm blanking. Honestly, that "Pay Them Any Mind" is part of a it's part of a playlist on YouTube called New Disco, 26 March 2015 or 16, and it's the entire playlist is glorious, and I've listened to it so many times. It is the best pick me up oral coffee that I've ever heard. With the exception of stuff of songs that people have written for me and sung for me, because then that's a different story. Anyway, the other five songs that I will give you today, my top five favorite, are the songs that I actually enjoy singing, and the songs I've written, and the songs that I love performing, and so on and so forth. There was a new addition to this list, which was prior to this, a completely different list. But anyway. First song that the top song that I enjoy performing is a song called "Hallelujah." It is originally written by Leonard Cohen and then been touched by like 100 other songwriters and covers ever since. Reason I like to perform "Hallelujah" is that I did it for something like 3 years when I was gigging on a circuit in New Zealand, and "Hallelujah" was always the song that had the biggest audience response because everybody knows the bloody song. And even if they don't know the exact verses you're singing, because again, there are like 150 pages of verses, which is in a book that I will buy it someday. Everybody knows the big four that Jeff Buckley did, and then a few people every now and then know the other two or three verses that Leonard Cohen originally actually wrote and sung. So I sing a five verse Hallelujah song, four verses being the ones that Leonard Cohen did, and then one I just started in there because I wrote the verse when I was like 12. And it still works. Nobody notices. But it is a very. It's not in the recording that I made on GWA Backstage because it is an incredibly bitter verse. And that Hallelujah song was written with the intention of being heard by the person who left, and I didn't want to hurt her even more. So someday I will sing "All That You's," my actual gigging Hallelujah song, but today is not that day. Number two, my absolute favorite song to sing is a song called "Scent of Change." I don't think I've posted it anywhere that anybody on GWA Backstage has heard. That includes Bean, mainly because I can't seem to quite get the recording right. But it is my absolute favorite song to second absolute favorite song to sing because it is the only song up until like last week which I had. Which is a song that resembles happiness. So whenever I sing a song, I tend to emote whatever is contained within the song. And up until, I would say, like 2 years ago when the song was written, all of my songs were sad. All of them. They're all depressing. They're all absolutely broken. And yeah, they tend to leave me in a much worse mood after I've sung them than before. Whereas this particular one, Center Change, was the only song that would resemble Happy, which meant that every single time I sang it, I would actually leave in a better mood than when I was not. So that is my second favorite song to sing. Third favorite song to sing is, the song I just wrote for Bean, a week ago, which is Talk to Sunlight, because again, it's another really happy song. Fourth favorite song to sing is a piece called 5 centimeters a second, which is my absolute favorite of my original sort of 10 songs that I wrote when I was in 2013. And it's just I just really love it in a lot of ways. And hopefully, and that is one of the songs on my EP. So I'm hoping that one day, in the future, that one of you guys will, or a few of you guys will, buy the EP and listen to it and A, know it's me, and B, enjoy that song. I'm not going to sing it on GW Backstage because that would go against my being able to sell the goddamn thing. Although, of course, it will be mixed and there will be other effects and stuff, so my raw version of it versus what's on the EP will be different, but still. And my fifth favorite song to sing is, again, one of the songs off the EP, and it's called Rainstorm. It is probably the most emotive song that I've got. And yeah, so four of the five songs on this list are songs I've written. Of course, they're my favorite songs to sing because I wrote them, and I wrote them in order to sing them and have fun singing them. So there they are. Honorable mentions, there's a Chinese song called sorry, Mandarin song called Tonghua, which means fairy tales. And again, it's a strongly emotive song, and it is very much the Mandarin hallelujah of a certain generation. I.e., if you go to someone who speaks Mandarin between the ages of, I think it's about 40 and, no more than that, 50, 60-ish, and 30-ish, they will know the song. They will fucking know the song. It was everywhere. And it is, like Hallelujah, a song that shows off the prowess of the singer. Or it can make people who are not very good at singing into very good singer into a song that sounds really good because of the emotion that's contained within the song. I think Hallelujah is slightly better at it because it's not nearly as high in terms of singing. Tonghua goes up to God, like an octave and a half above the usual range or more. So it can be a little bit challenging technically to sing. Anyway, those are my top 5 plus 5 favorite songs, which has now been 12 minutes, and I haven't gone on to the rest of the questionnaire, so fuck that. Number two, first concert that I remember seeing, whether in person or TV, I have no idea. The first concert I remember seeing live was a concert by Lindsey Stirling, which my partner at the time bought a ticket so that we both could go see it because we both loved her music. But the first concert that I remember seeing in person, I mean, on TV, is really hard because I watched a lot of TV growing up, and there were usually coverage of concerts, and I have no fucking idea what concert I watched first. Okay, number three, a song or band that I used to love when I was younger. Good question. I mean, most of the songs that I loved when I was younger, I still love now. It's just that there are time and place for the songs that I loved. And because most of the songs that I loved when I was younger tend to be depressing, they're not really got much of a place in me now, but I do still love them very much. I guess. Oh. And of course, the thing is that whatever song I loved when I was younger, I can still sing and it still sounds good, more or less. Okay, I'll tell you what. There was a song. I'll flip this question around. There was a song that I hated when I was younger and I can happily sing now. And it's a song by a Swedish, I think, band called M2M. And it's this cutesy bebop pop. What is it? Mirror, mirror hanging on the wall. Nope. That was one of the songs by them, but that's not the song I actually hated. I can't remember it. But basically, I hated it because it was a real, really girly, really feminine song. And at the time, I was so obsessed with proving my masculinity. I was like, I don't know, 7 or 8, that I basically hated that it got into my head and I couldn't stop singing it, despite the fact that it was an entirely feminine song. But it was a lovely band, and I don't mind it now. I can't think of any song I've stopped loving, though. That's never been a thing for me. Number four. If I can tattoo a line from a song somewhere in your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? Well, hard. A lot of lyrics that I absolutely love. There would be two lyrics, I think, depending on my mood. The lyric I probably would get somewhere, if it's not for the fact that it's ridiculously self-defeating, and I don't. Actually, both of them are, but that's why I'd never get that as a tattoo, because although I feel a deep connection to that lyric, I don't want it on my body, because if I look at it, then I will be more inclined to do it, and having a song lyric that's self-defeating on my body is, well, self-defeating. But the lyric that number one priority would be a song, a line from a verse from Hallelujah, and the lyric is, I'm gonna sing it because why not? I've told the truth, it wasn't much I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. That one. The other one which I would get, which is probably actively suicidal. It is the song that I sing when I feel actively suicidal, which is sometimes more often than not. Less so this year, which is really nice, but I used to sing it a lot. It's from the song Mad World, covered by and made most famous by Gary Jules, originally written by Tears for Fears. And the lyric is, and I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. So yeah, choruses. And number five. Well, back to number four for a little bit. I do think that it would be happier verses that I would like to tattoo on my body, but I don't know what they are. Maybe I'll do one of my songs in the future when it be when or if it becomes a big success. But nah, I don't think so. Number five, do I play any musical instruments? Yes, I play the piano. I am a singer. I play the drums. I am a percussionist. I play the congas in particular. I was a king conguero, but I haven't touched an instrument in about 3 to 5 years. I play the timpani. Basically, I'm a percussionist, a classical orchestral percussionist. I've played pretty much every percussion instrument there is. Yeah, is there anything that I'd like to take up learning? I would really love to take up something woodwind. So, a flute, a piccolo, a maybe not a piccolo, that thing's annoying as fuck. Woodwind or brass, or maybe a saxophone. Just something that involves tonguing and. And breath control and all that kind of stuff. I can. Oh, I am also a piper. I can play and I can actually make my own pan pipes, but that just require access to bamboo and glue, which I am sadly missing off. Let's see. Oh, which next one? Number six. Is there a certain song that makes me horny without fail? No. Really, no. I don't have a song that arouses that kind of reaction in me. That being said. There are sort of people whose voices do arouse me, but it's none of the popular stuff. It's basically, well, people that I've met here on GWA, singing certain things that without fail make my nerves wake up. But it does take a while, it's not instant. Okay, that's enough. Number seven, a song that everyone hates but I love, or the song that everyone loves but you hate. One of Justin Bieber's songs, I'd say, actually. So this is funny because this is an answer that makes both parts of this question true at the same time. Justin Bieber's songs. So in 2012, I went back. I went back and I lived in Singapore for a couple of years. I hated Justin Bieber so much, and the song was "Baby, Baby, Baby," right? Everyone else was obsessed on it, 100%. It was on every radio, it was on every speaker, and people would sing it to me in the streets. I fucking hated that song so much. The funny thing is, even though part of me now still cringes every time I hear the song, I heard it so much, and they got me to participate in singing it so much, that there is a certain strange fondness in me for that song, because it brings me back to a time, a younger time. And so, now that I'm back in New Zealand, everybody hates the song, but I kind of love it. Kind of. I also hate it very much. Like I said, it answers both parts of the question. But if you play that song to me, I will kill you. Maybe not in a death threat kind of way. I would just tickle you until you give up, something like that. But it is an instinctual reaction. Now, number eight. If I starred in any musical of my choice, what character would I want to portray? Ha! Funny story. I am a musical theater person. I did musical theater for quite a few years, in high school and after high school as well. This is a hard question because there are some characters whose songs that I very, very, very badly want to sing, even though I don't have the range for them. And of course, I have favorite musicals and so on. I really, really gloriously love In the Heights, which is Lin-Manuel Miranda's f first award-winning musical, before Hamilton. I went to see it and it makes me want to cry. In fact, when I saw it, I cried for the majority of the first act and the second act. The moment Inutil came on, I like basically died, crying. Just because that is such a song. It is a song that the performer, when I went to see it, didn't actually do the same way as the album. He did it almost in a spoken manner, but it was so heavy and so tired that, given that that is the feelings that are in that song are something that I have felt most of my life, that I connected really strongly to it and basically just started crying. And then it didn't really stop. Also, The World Is Just a Subway. And you know what? That is probably the musical that, even though it's not my favorite musical anymore because Be More Chill has overtaken it, it is probably the musical that I have connected with the most. The World Is Just a Subway Map, by the way, the song. When I went to see it, felt like a 10-year brick joke smash into my face. Except it wasn't funny. It was just sad. Because, story time, when I was, you know, no, not story time. You'll get that story out of me another day. But if I was any character in a musical and I could say Phantom, it's fucking Phantom. Of course it's Phantom. Look, I love Phantom of the Opera a lot, and I love the Phantom a lot, and I have the operatic training and I have the baritone. What I don't have, I have the vocal range for it. What I do not have is the seniority, or for that matter, the race. Phantom is Phantom is a role that, if it's ever done, you need to be someone who's so fucking established in the community, in the musical theater community, because it is a role that needs seniority, needs age, and needs influence to be able to pull, as charisma and all that other stuff as well. But you're never going to get a Phantom part if you're unknown. It is nearly impossible. Let's just put it that way. It is nearly impossible. So yeah, absolutely, Phantom. Speaking of which, there is a Phantom fill that I am going to be doing. Well, I have had for the last 2 weeks, but I've always wanted to record the Phantom songs so I can accompany it, and also find my opera mask, because I'm such a big fanboy that I have an opera. No, I don't. I have that mask for no other reason, but still. Let's see. Nine. If you were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to song to strip to? I've been an exotic dancer. What was my song? You know, I just gave the songs that the club provided. But what would be my go-to song? Take Me to Church? I mean, I love Hozier, but knowing me, it would have been a gay strip club. But no, I don't know. Like I said, I don't really find any particular song sexy or whatever, but do Caravan Palace. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Probably something. If it were my kind of like dream exotic dancer costume and sort of vibe and mood, it would probably be film noir. So probably some kind of jazzy back, but not bad porn jazz, because that's very specific type of jazz. Just something like the kind of music you'd hear in a film noir, kind of a dark jazzy noir. There's actually a playlist I go to for this because I do write film noirs as well as a script. It's the first slight bars, which are just stuck into my head, are like doo 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 doo. Now I have to stop myself because, as a jazz singer and a scat singer, I can literally go on for hours in like just doing jazz scatting. But yeah, so basically something like that. Some real dark and moody and promising rain. Sorry, I'm just remembering that Spider-Noir from Into the Spider-Verse. The wind follows me everywhere. And I love the wind because it brings with it the smell of rain. Now, next one. 10. If I were to record and release the album, what would be its title? I am recording and releasing an album. Well, I'm recording an EP at the moment, and then I'll be recording and releasing an album after that. If the EP does well, obviously. EP is co currently going to be titled Living Well Is, and the album will be called The Best Revenge. Please explain. Well, Living Well Is the Best Revenge is a phrase that I've that has not meant very much to me over the course of my life, and I would very much like to actually become a part of my life and associate indelibly associated with me, because I have dreamed up many, 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 many types of revenge over the years, but I would just like to remind myself constantly that living well is the best revenge. 11. Is there a famous musician that I would like to fuck? No fucking clue. I don't really think of musicians as sex objects, even though some of them, like rock gods, of the past, have been. I think of them more in relation to their work, because obviously, as a musician myself, other musicians are people to learn from. Their lives are things that I want to either emulate or not emulate, depending. Although that makes them seem like objects, and they're not. Like, I respect them all very much as people and as artists, and their work. And especially having gone through, I wouldn't say I've gone through the stuff they have, because obviously I haven't, but having kind of done what, gone through the process of recording and I'm going to be releasing that kind of process of stuff, makes me feel a lot more empathy for them as people. And of course, have being a transcriber for musician interviews, you get to hear their sort of unvarnished thought processes and the way they speak and what they say and the ums and ahs and how they repeat themselves and all that kind of thing, and it makes them human. And that is all the questions I have, and I have now rambled for 30 minutes. So that's all, folks, and I will see you all on another questionnaire sometime else in the future. In the year 2000, the distant. Sorry, I just felt like Flight of the Conchords for a second. All right. Good night, or good morning, or good afternoon, people.